dry and sunny weather after a chilly start.
Thank you, Sarah. Now I'm ready for it. It's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 17th of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just west of Rockall, 992, expected Faroes, 995 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north Utsira, south Utsira, southeasterly 5 to 7, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, veering southwest later, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in German Bight, and 6 elsewhere. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches, except in Cromarty, Forth, and Tyne. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Cromarty, Forth, and Tyne. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Plymouth, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later, except in Humber, Thames and Dover. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in northwest Fitzroy. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea, then veering west later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, cyclonic becoming west or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, south veering west or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 3 at first in southeast Iceland, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, south by east 6, rain, 1.5 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east 4, mist, 4 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast by south 3, slight rain, 8 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Bridlington, north 1, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, southeast 3, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, southwest by south 3, 5 miles, 1019. Jersey, south-southwest 2, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south 4, 1019. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 6, mist, 3 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by south 4, 7 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, south-southeast 4, mist, 4 miles, 1012, now rising. Malin Head, south-southeast 6, 16 miles, 1003, falling. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a south to southwesterly airflow during the first half of Friday. However, the flow will gradually veer westerly later in the day and during Friday night as an area of low pressure to the west of the country moves north-northeastwards towards the Faroe Islands. Northern and western areas will have rain or showers and strong winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. southeast 4 to 6, veering south 3 to 5, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, veering southwest 4 to 6, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time near eastern Norfolk and Northumberland, then veering westerly or southwesterly later. Showers, then rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less at first in west, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then veering west or northwest later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, then veering northwesterly later in west. Rain for a time, mainly at first. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west and 3 at first in east, then veering westerly later. Rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 to 6, then west 4 or 5 later. Rain then fair, then showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in south, then veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. South veering southwest, Isle of Man, south veering southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering west 4 or 5 later. Rain or drizzle then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, then westerly 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, then westerly 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in north, then veering westerly later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first in north, veering southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, then westerly 5 to 7 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast veering south later 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times, occasional rain then showers later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Andrea Ray.
Good morning. Music is my particular passion, but I also admire anyone who can step out of their own area of expertise and embrace other forms of expression. One such person was the English composer and author Ronald Senator, who was born on this day 100 years ago. Though from a Jewish family, as a young man he explored other religions and experimented with living a monastic life after studying music at Oxford. In 1950, after several bouts of mental illness, he was subjected to a lobotomy, a risky brain operation more common in those days than now, which left some patients unable to function. Ronald managed to recover with difficulty and continued his career. He became a senior lecturer at London University and later professor of composition at the Guildhall School of Music. His first wife, Dita, had survived Auschwitz. Their shared experiences created a strong bond between them. After her death from cancer, Ronald wrote a book, Requiem Letters, an imaginary and haunting exchange between himself and Dita, comparing their lives. He also composed his best-known work, Holocaust Requiem, a choral piece based on the writings of young people who survived the Terezin concentration camp. The work was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Ronald Senator was also a leading innovator in music education, devising a teaching method that connects colour with musical notes. Senator was a polymath, a kind of a Renaissance man who used his talents to create thoughtful work reflecting both a worldview shaped by suffering and profound faith in the future. Lord above, help us to find true value in every aspect of our lives, passion and pain, sound and silence. Let us not be afraid to use these to express ourselves fully.